Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Carter never annoys us. That's why we have him on every Friday at 8. He joins us right now. He, of course, is the host of the Locked On Steelers podcast, and he is the filmer breaker downer guy for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Hi, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, fellas? Where would I be if you guys did a MySpace top 16 friends for you guys?
You? I mean, you're one of our top 16 for damn sure.
Let's media friends?
Yes.
Oh, you're at the top of my list.
Wow.
There we go, baby.
I see you're eulogizing Dick Cheney with your t-shirt today, Chris.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that, Adam. We don't do that here. No. This is Cheney University, the first historically black college. You knew you were wrong when you did that.
This is one of my favorite.
He actually probably didn't know because he doesn't know any black colleges.
First of all, I do.
He did think my Jackie Robinson shirt was Robinson Township.
No, it's all a bit. And then I did it with another one too. Wasn't there one more that I did?
The other one that you did was a bit. The Robinson Township, though, I don't think
that was real. That was real.
Or how about the time you asked to be in the Pittsburgh Courier for 40 under 40, right?
Yeah, I did screw that one up. Doran, why am I not on the list? I'm under 40. It's for black people, Adam.
This is great.
All right, Chris, we'll get into the matchup. Obviously, that's mostly why you're here. But do you feel like the Steelers erred in not adding a wide receiver at the deadline?
You know, it would have been nice to get one, but it all comes down to what you would have had to give up for it. And, like, I think the thing that people sometimes forget is that the Steelers, when you're talking about giving up, oh, they should have just given up a fourth. They should have given up this. They should have given up that. But the Steelers are, like, hitting with their third and fourth and fifth round picks right now. I mean, you look at their guys from the third, just in the third and fourth round the last few years under Omar Khan. Got Darnell Washington, who's a pretty good player for you right now, important contributor in the run game and the pass game. You got Nick Herbig, a fourth round pick. Everyone is like, why can't this guy get on the field more? You got Roman Wilson, who had a boneheaded moment this last week, but is trending upwards. Peyton Wilson, who had a phenomenal game last week, arguably his best as a Steeler. Mason McCormick, who starting right guard, is another fourth round pick. And then this year you got Caleb Johnson, who is behind two good running backs and, you know, is trying to work his way up. But you got Jack Sawyer, who's, you know, your fourth guy in the OLB rotation. It's kind of solid. You're hitting on those picks. And so I don't know if just giving away one of those picks for a rental receiver was the answer. Now, I also – and here's the other thing about this too is I know some people are like, well, what if they weren't getting a rental? What if they were getting a long-term guy? I kind of look at this draft class and there's a lot of really good receivers coming up here that even if you didn't get spent in the first round, second, third, fourth round, with all those picks that you have in the middle of the draft, they're going to have a good shot at getting – a really good young wide receiver to add to this group next year in the draft class that'll be part of the long-term answer. And as I said all along, this was never an all-in year. The Steelers weren't going to be giving up this upcoming year's draft picks, even if it's not for quarterback. Just in general, they see this as a year that's like, hey, we want to be competitive. We are competitive. We're doing that right now. But the goal is to create another real Super Bowl window that's not just a year or two. They want to open it back up so they have a franchise quarterback, young and in his prime, surrounded by talent on offense and defense that gives them several bites at the apple, kind of like they did where they had Ben Roethlisberger in a few different stints.
Well, do you think that MVS will be up this Sunday? And if he's not, or if he is, what do you think the ultimate plan is for MVS and the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think he'll be active.
Whoa!
I think they're gonna work him in. I think they're gonna work him in. I think part of what MVS brings is Aaron Rodgers can tell that guy what he wants, when he wants, and he'll do it. And even if Aaron Rodgers, like, you know, Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan, and Aaron Rodgers all swear that Aaron Rodgers said nothing about adding this guy, I don't – okay. But I do think that they could have – even if that's true, I can see Omar Khan being like, hey, let's add this guy for free who knows Aaron, who will be able to learn quickly with him. And even if he doesn't fully know our system yet, Aaron can be like, MVS, do this. And he'll do that, and it'll fit right in with what they're doing. And so I get that. And he's also a different type of body wide receiver. You know, their two best guys behind DK are all small, quick guys and fast guys. And so MVS can be a guy who comes in, is your go ball guy, can go up and get the football. So I think that he's in there, but I don't think that he outsnaps Wilson or Austin. But I do think that he's part of a rotation, and they might use him as a guy who lines up on the outside that just forces the safety to consider, hey, do I pinch to the sideline on this play? Because I know that guy could go up and get the football. I know Aaron really likes to throw to him, and who knows, maybe Aaron hits him with one of those plays. But, yeah, I expect him in the rotation, just not a featured part of the offense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Carter joining us in the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can follow Chris on Twitter at Carter Critiques. All right, so Jalen Ramsey's going to stay put at safety this week, according to Mike Tomlin and according to Terrell Austin. A, do you like it? And B, can they replicate some of the success they had last week against Indianapolis? Will the schematics remain the same, do you think, Chris?
I think that they keep some of them the same. I think they want to keep switching it up to keep people guessing. That's something that both Terrell Austin and Mike Tomlin kind of like made very clear. It's like, hey, like, yes, we liked that we kept it simple. We liked that, you know, we were to keep catch them off guard with those two high safety looks. But at the same time, like, you know, the next team is going to look at that and say, okay, how do we counter that? Because two high safety look doesn't solve everything, right? It was a temporary good solution for what the Colts were trying to do, and they didn't adjust to it well. But eventually, there are ways to beat that. There are ways to go after that. And if you're the Steelers, you have to be ready for how teams are going to counter that as well. But I thought Jalen Ramsey added a juice to the defense with his ability to hit, his ability to cover, his ability to communicate. And I also think that, you know, you kind of saw, he's not an elite guy on the outside anymore at corner. Now, he's still really good. He can still pinch you and help you there. But if you put him back at the safety role where he can use his wits and his guile and his experience to be on more turnovers, that makes a lot of sense. And you can, and I think that's what him and Kyle Duggar are going to bring. I really liked Kyle Duggar, the way that he was just sticky in coverage. They assigned him to Tyler Warner. He'd take him away. There's a lot of good signs there. And so if you're the Steelers, you're saying, hey, you know what? Let's give our corners some support by keeping two safeties back there so they can be more aggressive on the passes underneath. And then it takes away the quick read. And then now when you're taking away the quick read and you're stopping the run, those are the things that lend to the pass rushers actually having time to get to the quarterback, which is why you saw 5 sacks last week.
When you think of Justin Herbert, do you think of him as being in the top tier in quarterbacks in the NFL?
I think he has the potential to be, but he's not. I think that he's had the build, he's had the cannon, he's had the athleticism, and I think he's even had the smarts, but he hasn't put it together yet. I'm sorry, the top tier is reserved for Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and
Flacco against Josh the Steelers.
Allen. And Joe Flacco whenever he plays the Steelers, yeah. But Josh Allen, and it's funny, like I want to put Burrow in that list, but the guy's too hurt all the time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that he's in that tier of like the Joe Burrows and the guys after that are trying to push their way up. He's above like the guys like Trevor Lawrence, who I think still haven't figured stuff out. But I sometimes wonder, man, like, is this why Eli Manning's family was like, no, you're not going to the Chargers, you're going to the Giants? And you know, I look at Justin Herbert, and even with Jim Harbaugh, who's a good coach, I feel like he's been kind of limited. And I don't think Justin Herbert's a bad player, but I think that the Chargers have not done him many favors so far, because I think he should be putting up much bigger numbers, or at least in a much more efficient offense. And their offense isn't terrible. It's just, you know, I think they're ranked 17th in scoring, which I thought they'd be much better at that this year.
Chris, on the flip side, Aaron Rodgers going up against this defense for the Chargers, which has been really good against the pass, gave up 118 yards last week. Steelers didn't run the ball well against Indianapolis. First time in a while we've been able to say that. What do you think the plan of attack is?
I think they're going to try to get that run game going this week. I look at the heavy package with Spencer Anderson. If Isaac Seumalo could go in this game, that should be on the table. If he can't go, I think they should still try to, you know, work in an Andres Pete into the situation and say, hey, we need to be able to win these spots here. But that's, to me, that's where the potential weakness is of this Chargers defense, because, you know, they're third in passing yards allowed per game, but they're 27th in rushing yards allowed per carry. Like, they're like middle of the road when it comes to rushing yards per game allowed. But when I look at this Chargers defense, they've given up quite a bit there, and they've allowed a lot of explosive runs, like to the point where they allow the second most explosive runs in the NFL, or the second highest rate, excuse me, of explosive runs in the NFL.
Oh, I love it.
So, If you're the Steelers, you got to find a way to crack that open for your offense. You got to get some pitches to the outside for Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell, and wear them down a little bit. Be patient with that. But, you know, I think it's also things that they have checks built into the offense for Aaron Rodgers to see that. He has to be the person on the field that says, okay, they're in the right alignment, let's do that right now. Because that's what Aaron Rodgers gives you, is the ability to have that coach on the field that can say, hey, this is where we're going this play, and not rely on checks that come from the booth.
Final score prediction.
Final score prediction. I got the Steelers winning 31-24.
You're a wonderful man, Chris. Thank you for doing this every Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Chris.
That's the great Chris Carter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.